It's time now for Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchants. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
Our national anthem before tonight's game between Emporia State and Pittsburgh State. And good evening once again from John Lance Arena on the campus of Pittsburgh State University in Pittsburgh, Kansas. I'm Greg Ray for tonight's MIAA meeting between the Emporia State Hornets and Pittsburgh State. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's first game between the Emporia State Lady Hornets and Pittsburgh State, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off for the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, they are 11-4 on the season, 6-3 in the MIAA. They're coached by Amanda David, who's in her fifth year. 79-46 is her overall record. And this is the lineup that they will go with tonight. At the point guard spot will be Harper Schreiner, a 5'8 freshman out of Eudora, Kansas, averaging 9.6 rebounds and 4 assists. Also at the guard will be Tristan Gagg, 5'7 grad student out of Altamont, Kansas, 15 points and 2 rebounds. Also at the guard, Aaron Davis, 5'8 grad student out of Independence, Missouri, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds. Out of forward, Grace Pyle, 5'11 sophomore from McPherson, averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds. And in the post will be Karina Gerber, 6-foot sophomore out of Holstead, Kansas, averaging 15 points and 8 rebounds. For the Emporia State Lady Hornets, they are 9-6 on the season, 4-5 in the MIAA. Coached by Toby Wynn in his fifth season, he is 88-43. And this is the lineup Emporia State will go with tonight. At the point guard spot will be Stevie Stinchcomb, the 5'5 freshman out of McAllister, Oklahoma, making her first start. She's averaging 3 points and a rebound. Also out of guard for Emporia State, Katie Harina, 5'9 sophomore out of Liberal, Kansas, by way of Abilene Christian, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. Out of forward spot will be Sydney Tenner, 5'10 junior out of Amarillo, Texas, transfer from Seward County, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. Also out of forward will be Faith Paramore, 6 foot sophomore out of Haven, by way of Oral Roberts, averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds. And in the post will be Mary Lakes, the 6'4 senior from Peoria, Illinois, transfer from Chicago State, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds. The officials for tonight's game is assigned by the MIAA, Michelle Kramer, Wes Cyrus and Melissa Esselman. Our starting lineups have been brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman. Located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State will be dressed in their gold uniforms tonight with black numbers and letters. Pittsburgh State will be dressed in gray uniforms with red numbers and gold trim. As we're getting set for basketball tonight, MIAA style, Emporia State Lady Hornets again playing without Treasure Job and Victoria Price. Treasure out after testing positive for COVID, and Victoria Price out with an ankle injury. Victoria and Treasure hoping they will be able to join the Lady Hornets once again when play resumes back at Wine Auditorium next Wednesday when Emporia State hosts Nebraska Kearney. And waiting for Pittsburgh State to break their huddle as Mary Lakes will be in the center circle. And she'll be jumping up against Karina Gerber as we are about set for basketball tonight here at John Lance Arena. Emporia State and Pittsburgh State. As Michelle Kramer gets set to put the ball in the air, the tip is up. It's going to be controlled by Emporia State. They'll play to the basket to our right as we view it here. Courtside, cross the floor from the teams. Arena goes down low, tries to get it inside to Mary Lakes, and they didn't get it up high enough, and the ball gets swatted away and stolen by Pittsburgh State. Into front court, this is Gag. Bounce pass on the wing right side to Schreiner. Back to Gag. Now they work it left side to Pyle. They skip it across the floor to Davis. Davis now puts it back in the hands of Gag. Now trying to drive with the basketball. This is Schreiner. Here's a long three that's off the mark. No good. Rebound will go out of bounds to Emporia State. They say it was last touched by Pittsburgh State. So the Lady Hornets dodge a little bullet there. Three-point shot a little bit off the mark by Tristan Gag. Into front court comes Stevie Stinchcomb. Gives it off to Sydney Tinner. Now to Faith Paramore, trying to drive down the lane, spinning. Needs some help. Kicks it back out to Sydney Tinner on the left wing. Shot clock down to 13. Sydney swings it right side. Katie Harina. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Katie goes down low to Mary Lakes. Missed the shot. Rebound gets knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It'll be Lady Hornet basketball. They'll get 20 seconds put on the shot clock. They got it to where they wanted it, but Mary Lakes didn't have a clean grasp of the basketball. Got her knocked out of her hands. Emporia State plays it inbounds to Mary Lakes. They kick it out to Faith Paramore for a three. It rims out. No good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State's Grace Pyle. Pittsburgh State will bring it across the timeline. Schreiner with the basketball. Swings it left side to Davis. Back out front to Schreiner. Free throw circle. They get it to Pyle. Her shot is up and good. Grace Pyle gets the first basket of the ball game, and Pittsburgh State takes an early 2-0 lead. Here's Sydney Tinner trying to drive. Gives it off right side. Katie Harina gets a screen from Mary Lakes. Now swings it left side. Stevie Stinchcomb. Shot clock down to 16. Stevie down the lane. Puts a shot off the glass and scores it. Stevie Stinchcomb ties the game at 2 with her first basket of the ball game. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. 2 minutes gone. Down low, this is Gerber. Her shot is good, and she's drawing contact from Emporia State's Mary Lakes. She'll get the and one. Mary picks up her first personal foul, and this will put Karina Gerber at the free throw line. Substitution for Emporia State. Audrey Beatty, 6'2 freshman out of Opry, Texas, into the lineup, replacing Mary Lakes, and the free throw for Gerber is up and good. That makes it a 5-2 Pittsburgh State lead. Sydney Tinner will bring the ball into front court. Bounce pass right side. It goes to Katie Harina. Free throw circle. Needing somebody to pass it to. Gets it off left side. Stevie Stinchcomb. Now she'll swing it back right side. Sydney Tinner. Sydney gets a screen from Audrey Beatty. She'll shoot it just inside the free throw line. Shot no good. Long rebound out of bounds. Off the fingertips of an Emporia State Lady Hornet, and Pittsburgh State will get the basketball. Pittsburgh State will bring it into front court. This is Harper Schreiner. Swings it here left side to Davis. Back out front to Schreiner. Back to Davis over on the wing left side. Back out front to Schreiner. Emporia State in their zone. Davis open for a three. She hit it. Erin Davis knocks down the three-point basket. And Pittsburgh State leads it by six at 3-2. Emporia State needs a basket. They're 1-for-4 shooting the ball. Here's Faith Paramore. Swings it left side. Stevie Stinchcomb gets a screen from Audrey Beatty. Drives down the lane. Scoop shot up and good for Stevie Stinchcomb. Makes it an 8-4 Pittsburgh State lead. Now Lady Hornets need to come up with a stop here. In the front court, this is Pyle. Gives it off to Schreiner. Schreiner, now they feed it down low. Ball gets taken away. The bounce pass went right to Emporia State's Audrey Beatty, and Emporia State with a steal. Sydney Tenner, right wing three. God, a Haircrafter's three for Sydney Tenner. Just what the doctor ordered. Haircrafter threes, brought to you by Mark Kraft. Call him at 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters, 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. 8-7 to score. Pittsburgh State with a lead by one as they work against the zone defense of Emporia State. This is Gag. Tries to drive in the lane. Pulls up from 10. Shot up and good. Tristan Gag with her first basket of the ball game. Makes it a 10-7. Three-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Sydney Tenner on the left side. It goes to Faith Paramore. She'll launch a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Katie Harina. She'll lob it out to Audrey Beatty. To Stevie Stinchcomb. Right wing three. That one's off the mark. Long rebound tipped out to Audrey Beatty. And Emporia State keeps the basketball. Stevie Stinchcomb trying to drive. Now they go on the deep corner left side. Katie Harina dribbles it out on the wing to the free throw circle. Almost lost the dribble. She'll throw up a shot. But a shot clock violation on Emporia State. Substitutions for Emporia State into the lineup. Kylie Shear and Elena Hartman. Sitting down will be Sydney Tenner and Katie Harina. Also checking into the lineup for Emporia State will be Elizabeth Milligan. As Faith Paramore also sits down. 10-7 our score. 5:23 to play here in the first quarter. Well, the basketball being brought to you by the station, Emporia's Nightclub, an event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Here's a steal. Kylie Shear with the interception. Goes down low. Elena Hartman, lane line right, has the ball knocked away. She's able to save it. Lobs it out to Audrey Beatty. Swings it left side. Elizabeth Milligan swings it back on the wing right side. Pass goes out of bounds. It was deflected by Pittsburgh State. It'll be Horta basketball with 16 seconds on the shot clock. And that takes us to our media timeout. 4:57 to play. First quarter, 10-7. Pittsburgh State with a three-point lead. Horta basketball being brought to you by PT Associates, like ESU basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Horta basketball on Mix 104.9.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
10-7 our score, 4:57 to play first quarter. Pittsburgh State with a lead, Emporia State with a basketball. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Audrey Beatty feeds it off to Milligan. Shot clock now down to 7. This is Kylie Shear, goes back door to Stevie Stinchcomb, who gets the layup. Nice little backdoor cut by Stevie Stinchcomb, and Stevie was 6, and the Lady Hornets are within 1 at 10-9 with 4:35 to play. Emporia State applying backcourt pressure. And Pittsburgh State just barely gets it across the timeline. Sydney Holmes, who's now on the floor with the basketball, swings to the left side. This is Davis. Davis has it top the key, tries to drive. Ball gets deflected out of bounds. It'll be a Hornet basketball turnover, Pittsburgh State. And the Lady Hornets have a chance to maybe grab the lead. Checking in for Emporia State will be Macy Smith. She'll replace Stevie Stinchcomb. So it'll be Macy Smith, Elena Hartman, Audrey Beatty, Elizabeth Milligan, and Kylie Shear on the floor for Emporia State. This is Macy Smith, tries to drive, swings it out on the right side. Kylie Shear gets a screen from Audrey Beatty, steps back for a long three. She hit it. Kylie Shear knocks down a Haircrafters three. The sophomore out of Cheney gives Emporia State the lead with 4 minutes to go. First quarter, 12-10. That's a Haircrafters three. Lady Hornets being patient now defensively. Here's a feed down low. Shot gets blocked by Audrey Beatty. They got the ball down low to Gerber, and Beatty blocks a shot, and Emporia State comes the other way with a basketball. Macy Smith with the ball on the wing right side. She'll launch a three. That one's off the front end of the rim. The rebound goes to Pittsburgh State there to grab it, Grace Pyle. She'll bring it across the timeline, and Emporia State drops it to their zone defense. Driving in the paint, Schreiner kicks it out for a three that's on the way and good from the right wing by Grace Pyle. That gives her 5 points, and Pittsburgh State retakes the lead at 13-12 with 3:18 to play here in the first quarter. Macy Smith gives it off to Elena Hartman on the wing left side. Elena trying to drive down low. We're going to get a hand check foul called on Sydney Holmes. That's her first team foul whistled against Pittsburgh State. Substitution for Emporia State. Mary Lake's back into the lineup, replacing Audrey Beatty. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. This is Macy Smith working right side of the floor. They work at left side. Elena Hartman for a three. It's shot just off the mark. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. Pittsburgh State gets it in the paint. Gerber shot no good, but she gets fouled, and she'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Mary Lakes will be whistled for the personal foul. That'll be her second team foul, number two on Emporia State. And Mary Lakes will leave the lineup and be replaced by Christina Walsh, the 6'1 sophomore out of Smithville, Missouri. Also back into the lineup, Faith Paramore for Emporia State. Free throw is up and good for Karina Gerber. That gives her 4 points. Makes it a 14-12, two-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Second free throw coming for Gerber, and this one's also good. 15-12, Pittsburgh State with a lead. 2:46 to play, first quarter. Into front court comes Macy Smith. Passes it left side. Faith Paramore gets a screen from Elena Hartman. Looking to get it down low, gets it inside. Christina Walsh spins, gets her shot blocked by Gerber. And here comes Pittsburgh State the other way. Top the key, three-point shot by Pyle. In and out, no good. Rebound gets tipped out and ends up going out to Tristan Gag. And here's a pass in the paint, intercepted by Elena Hartman. And Emporia State will push the ball in the front court. Elena lets everybody go by her, now swings it to Macy Smith on the wing left side. Macy goes to the dribble, swings it right side, Elena Hartman. She'll hand it off to Faith Paramore. Faith dribbles it back out front to the free throw circle. 14 seconds on the shot clock, drives down the lane. There's some bumping, gets her shot blocked. It'll be out of bounds to Pittsburgh State. And Faith is saying that was deflected out of bounds by Pittsburgh State. So Emporia State turns it over. That'll be the second turnover of the ball game for Emporia State. Stevie Stinchcomb back in the lineup for the Lady Hornets, replacing Macy Smith. Here's a feed in the lane, a traffic layup, no good. Battle for the rebound goes right back to Karina Gerber. She missed the first time, got the offensive rebound on the stick back. She has seven. It's a five-point lead for Pittsburgh State, 17-12. Elena Hartman at the other end of the floor, backing down low off the glass. It curls off, no good. Battle for the rebound, loose on the floor, and Gerber comes up with it for Pittsburgh State. Here's a lob at the floor to Holmes, and she traveled with it. Turnover gives it right back to Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Elena Hartman into front court with the basketball. Gives it off to Katie Harina over on the wing right side. Now she'll dribble out top the key. Swings it to the left elbow. Faith Paramore. She'll launch a three. It's good. Hare Crafters three for Faith Paramore. Makes it a two-point ball game with a minute to go. 17-15 the score. Into front court pile. Gives it off to Schreiner. Now back out front. It goes to Holmes. Holmes looking for some help. Gives it off to Pyle. Pyle goes down low to Gerber. In traffic. Has the ball taken out of her hands by Elena Hartman. And Emporia State comes the other way. Faith Paramore. Another three from the left side. Off the mark a little bit. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Horta basketball. 33 seconds on the game clock. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Back into the lineup. Sydney Tinner along with Audrey Beatty. Setting down will be Christina Walsh and Elena Hartman. Stevie Stinch come to play it inbounds, plays it in to Audrey Beatty. Audrey backing down against the defense, spins to her right, shot no good, but she draws contact, and she'll be at the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the foul will be Karina Gerber. That's her first. Only the second team foul whistled against Pittsburgh State. And going to the free throw line for Emporia State will be Audrey Beatty. Substitution for Pittsburgh State, Alba Lozano, a 6'1 freshman from Spain, into the lineup. Free throw up and good for Audrey Beatty. Her first point of the ball game. Gets a second free throw, and this one a little bit too strong, but the rebound goes to Katie Harina. Goes back up with a shot, missed it badly. Rebound tracked down, though, by Faith Paramore. So Emporia State will get another opportunity. 17-16 our score. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Katie Harina has it on the wing right side. She'll dribble it out towards the middle of the floor. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Hands it off to Stevie Stinchcomb with 6 seconds. Stevie driving to the basket, gets to the rim, gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. She got her shot blocked, but she also got fouled in the process. There'll be two free throws coming for the freshman from McAllister. And picking up the personal foul will be Jenna Shipley, a 5'9 sophomore out of Adrian, Missouri. Stevie, the leading scorer right now for Emporia State, with 6. She ties the game with her first made free throw. That gives her 7 here in the first half. She'll get a second free throw opportunity. And this one is no good. And the rebound goes to Sydney Holmes, the Mays High product. And here's a 3 top the key that's way off the mark for Lozano. And the first quarter comes to an end. 10 minutes in the books, playing without Treasure Job and Victoria Price. Emporia State and Pittsburgh State are tied at 17. Horta basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Horta basketball on Mix 104.9.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone, with an extensive drink menu and late night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party, with banquet rooms for events big or small, for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
At Emporia State University, we take academics to the next level, so you can take you to the next level. Biology, nursing, pre-med, pre-law, all the pre's. Teaching, business, computer science, social media, art, theater, music, sport leadership, coaching, psychology, sociology. With over 200 academic programs, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
17-17 our score as we go to the second quarter. Pittsburgh State has the ball to get the second 10 minutes underway. Out front with the basketball, this is Davis. Swings it left side to Pyle. Skips it across to the right side. A little fake and drive by Shipley. Here's a 3 tap the key that's good by Harper Schreiner. Makes it a 20-17 lead. Sydney Tinner down along the lane line right side. Kicks it out on the wing to Katie Harina. to Stevie Stinchcomb on the left side. Gives it off to Faith Paramore. Gets a screen from Audrey Beatty, and they're going to call a push foul on Pittsburgh State's Sydney Holmes. Good screen being set by Emporia State's Audrey Beatty, and she gets knocked to the floor. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds. Substitution for Pittsburgh State. Checking back into line, Harper Schreiner. Setting down will be Cindy Holmes. Emporia State plays it into Faith Paramore. Swings it left side. Goes Stevie Stinchcomb to Paramore. Paramore tries to drive. Nothing open there. Now gets the top of the key to Beatty. Now the handoff goes to Katie Harina with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Lane line spinning. Puts up the shot badly. Hit the rim. Rebound tipped around, and finally coming up with it is Pittsburgh State. Schreiner. Out front, this is Davis. She's the one that made the three just before the Emporia State took the ball down the floor. It wasn't Schreiner. It was Davis who made that three. Davis trying to drive. Dishes it off to Pyle. Back to Davis. She'll launch a three. Good. Davis now with nine. She is the leading scorer for Pittsburgh State. 23-17. Emporia State now trailing by six. Right side, Katie Harina goes inside. Audrey Beatty now kicks it back out to Stevie Stinchcomb on the left side. A little crossover move. Goes in the corner to Faith Paramore. Now in the corner, right side, Sydney Tenner. Sydney in the paint. Floater up and in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State's Grace Pyle. Not a lot of confidence shown in that shot taken by Sydney. 23-17. Pittsburgh State. They're being patient, working against the zone. They swing it on the wing left side to Davis. Davis now tries to drive with a penetration. Now they go along the baseline. 15-footer up and no good for Pittsburgh State. And the rebound to Emporia State. Stevie Stinchcomb pushing the ball into front court. Lobs it out to Katie Harina. She has to kind of leech high and corral it. Now here's Faith Paramore trying to drive, gets the ball knocked out of her dribble, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Pittsburgh State. Elena Hartman and Kylie Shear back into the lineup for Emporia State. 7:16 to play here in the second quarter. 23-17, Pittsburgh State with a lead. They've outscored Emporia State 6-0 here to start this second quarter. A couple made threes by Aaron Davis, the difference. Elena Hartman, right side, hands it off to Stevie Stinchcomb. Steps back for a long three, left it a little short. Rebound offensive. Faith Paramore, her putback no good. And the rebound to Pittsburgh State. Out front with a gag. Gives it off to Davis. Davis drives, shot in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Pittsburgh State ends up with a basketball. Schreiner there with it. Here's a three-point shot that's no good. Rebound saved by Emporia State's Audrey Beatty, but it goes right to a Pittsburgh State player. Here's another three attempt that's off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound to Lozano, and Lozano sticks it back up and in. Emporia State coach Toby Wynn says, I need a timeout. 6.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Pittsburgh State up by 9, 25-7. They've outscored Emporia State 8-0 to start the second quarter as Emporia State has gone cold 0-4 from the floor. What a basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week. With daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. The 1:16 commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hit. Mix 104.9.
25-17, the score. Pittsburgh State with the lead. Emporia State has the basketball. Stevie Stinchcomb, Kylie Shear, Andre Beatty, Faith Paramore, and Elena Hartman on the floor for Emporia State. Inside the three-point stripe, shot up and good for Faith Paramore. That gives her 5 points here in the ball game. Makes it 25-19 as Emporia State finally gets on the board here in the second quarter. Free throw circle. This is Shipley for Pittsburgh State. They lob it top the key for a three. That's off the back iron. No good for Davis. Rebound to Elena Hartman for Emporia State. Up the floor to Faith Paramore. Faith across the timeline. Goes down low. Stevie Stinchcomb. Now she'll lob it out high to Audrey Beatty. Audrey, who does she want to pass it to? Nobody wants to come out and get the ball. Now she hands it off to Faith Paramore. Faith, just inside the three-point stripe, shot off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network. Best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Out front with the basketball. Now they go down low. They get it in the paint to Lozano. Penetration by Davis from 15. Shot no good. Rebound Emporia State's Faith Paramore does a tightrope walk along the baseline and ends up with the basketball in the front court. Faith, and this is a three-point shot that's off the mark for Elena Hartman. She was open, and she just doesn't have it dialed in quite yet. She has struggled this season from the three-point line. 25-19, Pittsburgh State with the lead by six. Out front to Davis, or left side to Davis. Now out front with a basketball. That's Schreiner. They get it in the lane, and a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. I think they're going to catch Audrey Beatty. They're going to call it on Elena Hartman. That is her first. Team foul number one here in the second quarter on Emporia State. Christina Walsh and Elizabeth Milligan into the lineup for Emporia State. Pittsburgh State will bring Karina Gerber back onto the floor. To play the ball inbounds will be Harper Schreiner. Plays it inbounds to Gag. Gag trying to drive. Now kicks it out for a three from Grace Pyle, and she nails it. 8 points for Grace Pyle, and makes it 28-19. Back to a 9-point lead for Pittsburgh State, and the Hornets turn it over as Elena Hartman passes it on the left side to Elizabeth Milligan, and she just didn't handle the pass. That'll be turnover number three for Emporia State. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 10:15 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where the difference is you. And a travel violation whistled against Pittsburgh State as trying to drive from the right wing to the baseline was Jenna Shipley, a 5'9 sophomore out of Adrian, Missouri. And the turnover gives her right back to Emporia State. That'll be the sixth turnover for Pittsburgh State. Elena Hartman into front court with the basketball. Shovels it off to the right side. Kylie Shear. Left side it goes to Stevie Stinchcomb. Stevie waiting for a screen from Elena Hartman and didn't really set a good screen. I'm not sure if that was what she was looking for. Milligan launches a three. That's way off the mark. It's nothing but air. And the rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. Hornets applying some pressure. Put it in the hands of Pyle. Swings it to Shipley on the wing right side. She'll skip it across the floor. This is Schreiner. Now she'll kick it back to Shipley, who almost lost the dribble, able to get it back. Top the key, it goes to Gag. Gag in the lane, running floater off the glass, no good. Rebound battle for, and we're going to get a foul on the floor. They're going to call it on Emporia State. I'm not so sure about that one. They call the foul on Elizabeth Milligan. That'll be her first. Team foul number two against Emporia State. Substitutions for Emporia State. Sydney Tenner checks back in. So does Katie Harina. Pittsburgh State plays it out front to Shipley. Trying to drive the baseline. Here's a three by Shipley, and she knocks it in. Jenna Shipley, the sophomore from Adrian, Missouri, puts Pittsburgh State up 31-19. Elena Hartman gives the ball off to Stevie Stinchcomb. Out to Kylie Shear for a three. She nailed it. A hair crafter's three for Kylie Shear. That gives her 6 points. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters. 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. It's a third made three of the ball game for Emporia State. Pittsburgh State has made six of them. Here's another three from the right, left side this time by Grace Pyle, and she has 11. 34-22, 12-point lead for Pittsburgh State. This is Kylie Shear trying to drive with it. Shovels it off to Elena Hartman. Elena tries to drive. He has her path cut off. Gives it off to Stevie Stinchcomb. Now to Elena Hartman for a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. 2:20 to go here in the first half. Horned basketball. Here's a three tap the key that's off the mark for Pittsburgh State's Grace Pyle, and Emporia State with a rebound. Kylie Shear for a three. In and out, no good. Rebound goes to Sydney Tenner. She'll lob it out to Stevie Stinchcomb. 2 minutes to go in the half. Stevie Stinchcomb trying to drive down the lane. Spins off the glass and scores it. Nice little move by Stevie Stinchcomb. First phase to her right, one to her left, then back to her right. Stevie Stinchcomb with nine. Makes it 34-24. Horned Basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all season long and all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Missed shot by Pittsburgh State. Long rebound goes out of bounds to Emporia State. Lady Hornets will have the basketball. Faith Paramore will check in for Emporia State, replacing Elena Hartman. Pittsburgh State's Aaron Davis back in the lineup. Stevie Stinchcomb into front court for Emporia State. Dribbles it to the wing right side. A little miscommunication between Stinchcomb and Kylie Shear. Kylie thought she wanted her to do a backdoor cut. Instead, Stevie Stinchcomb thought she was going to pop out to the towards the boundary, and the pass sails out of bounds. Turnover Emporia State. For Emporia State, that's now four turnovers in the ballgame. Down to a minute 25 to play in the half. It was tied at 17 at the end of the first quarter, and Emporia State went almost 4 minutes without scoring a basket. Here's a shot top the key that's good by Tristan Gag. It's a three-point shot. She has five. That's her first made three of the ballgame. And that gives Gag 5 points in the game, and it's a 37-24 13-point lead. Kylie Shear, or make that Stevie Stinchcomb, steps back for a three. It's out the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. The Lady Hornets just 4 of 16 from beyond the arc here in this first half of basketball. Pittsburgh State 8 of 15. They've doubled up on the number of three-point shots, and therein lies the difference in this ball game. Here's another long three by Gag. She hit it with a hand in her face. And she was way beyond the three-point line. That gives her 8 points in the game, and it's a 40-24 Pittsburgh State lead. Horned Basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Here in this second half, Emporia State just 3 of 13 from the floor. 1 for 7 beyond the arc. Pittsburgh State 8 of 17 from the floor. Katie Harina on the right side kicks it out for a three-point shot from Kylie Shear as a shot clock and game clock expires, and that is the end of the first half of basketball. We go to the locker room. The score, Pittsburgh State 40, Emporia State 24. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Horned Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bungie North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bungie has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bungie North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
The new year is here, and at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or 1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at LongPineAuto.com. Find new roads.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
We're at halftime at John Lance Arena, and the Pittsburgh State Gorillas leading Emporia State here 40-24. The two teams were tied at 17 at the end of the first quarter, but in the second quarter it was all Pittsburgh State as they go on a 23-7 run. Emporia State had a stretch where they did not score a basket to start the second quarter, and that allowed Pittsburgh State to build a lead, which they have built and added to. And once again, the ugly head of not being able to score raised its head in that second quarter for Emporia State, as they were from the floor just 3 of 14, 1 of 8 beyond the arc, while Pittsburgh State was 8 of 17 from the floor, 7 of 11 from beyond the arc in the second quarter alone. Let's take a look at our halftime stats, being brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Now, the first quarter of play, Emporia State had the game tied at 17. A nice first quarter of play for the Lady Hornets, as they were able to make 6 of 18 shots. They were 3 of 9 beyond the arc and 2 for 4 at the free throw line. Pittsburgh State was 6 of 11. They shot a higher percentage but made the same number of shots. Emporia State made one more three-point shot. Pittsburgh State made one more free throw than Emporia State did. So both teams shot the ball okay in the first quarter. Emporia State was shooting 33% from both the floor and from beyond the arc. Pittsburgh State shot 54%, more efficient, 2 of 5 beyond the arc for 40%. But the game was tied, and Emporia State was just being out-rebounded by one. Now we get to the second quarter, and Emporia State ends up not shooting the ball as well, as they were 3 of 14 from the floor, just 1 for 8 beyond the arc, did not shoot a free throw, while Pittsburgh State was 8 of 7 from the floor, 7 of 11 from beyond the arc. They also did not shoot a free throw. And they now are out-rebounding Emporia State 22-16, as Emporia State gets out-rebounded 12-7 in that second quarter. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. First off for Pittsburgh State, they're being led by Grace Pyle with 11. She's 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. 9 points for Erin Davis. She's also 3 of 5 beyond the arc. 8 points for Tristan Gag, who's 3 of 5 shooting the ball, 2 for 3 from beyond the arc. 7 points for Karina Gerber, all her points inside the arc. 3 points for Jenna Shipley and Alba Lozano with 2 points for Pittsburgh State. Emporia State being led by Stevie Stinchcomb with 9 points. She's 4 of 8 from the floor, 0 for 4 beyond the arc, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. She also has 2 assists. 6 points for Kylie Shear, who's 2 for 3 from beyond the arc. She's made 2 of the 3 three-point baskets for Emporia State. 3 points for Sydney Tenner, who made a three-point shot. Faith Paramore with 5 points in the first half, and 1 point for Audrey Beatty. Mary Lakes did not score. Katie Harina did not score. Neither did Elizabeth Milligan, Elena Hartman, Macy Smith, or Christina Walsh. Looking at the team numbers again, Pittsburgh State in the first half, 14 of 28 for 50%, 9 of 16 beyond the arc for 56%, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Pittsburgh State, or Emporia State, 9 of 32 from the floor for 28%, 4 of 17 from beyond the arc for 23%, and just 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Pittsburgh State out-rebounding Emporia State 22 to 16. Leading rebounder for Pittsburgh State is Harper Schreiner, their point guard, who also has 3 assists, tied with Jenna Shipley with 3 assists. Emporia State's leading rebounders, Andre Beatty and Faith Paramore, with 3 rebounds each. Emporia State had 8 offensive boards and 8 defensive boards. Pittsburgh State had 6 offensive boards and 16 defensive boards. Looking at the numbers inside the numbers, off of turnovers, Emporia State turned the ball over 4 times. Pittsburgh State had 7 turnovers. Emporia State outscores Pittsburgh State 12-3 on those turnovers. In the paint, Pittsburgh State's outscored Emporia State 10-6. On second chance opportunities, Emporia State's been outscored 7-4. Fast break opportunities, Emporia State's outscored Pittsburgh State 3-0. And Emporia State's bench outscored Pittsburgh State's bench 7-5. There have been 2 lead changes and 2 ties in this game. Emporia State's lead by 2 points in the first half was for 43 seconds. Their biggest deficit has been 16 points, and Pittsburgh State has led for 17 minutes and 7 seconds. Pittsburgh State had an 8-0 run to start the second half. Emporia State had a 5-0 run in the first quarter to keep the game close. Game was tied at 17 at the end of the first quarter, but Pittsburgh State outscores Emporia State 23-7 in the second quarter. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Hello again, Emporia. This is Curtis with Mainstay Suites, inviting you to check out why we are one of the fastest-growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended-stay hotel, you won't find a better deal anywhere in our city. Our spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and our meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through our Facebook page or call us at 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
The kitchen of your dreams can be a reality with the help of Mark II Lumber. From top to bottom, the local and trusted professional design help at Mark II can help you get the right finishes to fit your style and budget. With 3 lines of cabinetry, a great range of countertop options, beautiful flooring choices, and Emporia's only source for True Value paints, Mark II is your one-stop shop for your kitchen upgrade. Check out the design center at Mark II Lumber, 825 East 6th Avenue. More than just lumber.